Have hands up those who've not done this walk before.
I haven't been on this train.
Okay. So, okay. Perhaps the minority of the
HMO.
So this, well, that means probably none of you have seen this trap yard, this stockyard before. So this is an old sheep yard, in use in the 40s, 50s, possibly earlier than that, but I'd say 40s, 50s and in the 60s would be safe. And it was built and used mainly by Henry Curtis and Jack Maguire. Now, Henry Curtis and his wife Iris, who was in Oldfield, and their kids, one of whom was Norman Curtis, who's still alive in Thawa, they were living in Brayshaw's hut. Okay, that's where that was their home. And then they moved to Rocky Crossing, although they continued to own Brayshaw, so they still had stock all down here. But Jack Maguire, he had the grazing lands in here until the 60s when he sold them to Sam Abood. And Jack Maguire's home property was Melrose up at Woden. So Melrose Drive, this is our connection with Canberra City, that's named after his property. So Henry Curtis, Jack Maguire, used this for sheep mustering, for drenching, you know, which you had to do up here every 6 weeks or so, so they'd be in regular use. So hence the narrow race here, where you get the sheep in a narrow stream so you can drench them, and the small yard to control them, and then the bigger yard around it. And it's great that sites like this remain slowly succumbing to time, as we all do, but nonetheless still quite a lot here to see, so long as you keep your eye out when you're going along the track.
So they did drenching rather than dipping.